Welcome to the fifth and final Auckland Writers and Readers Festival wrap-up, brought to you by Christchurch City Libraries. Myself, Richard Lillycote, Bronwyn Smith, Marion Osier and Roberta Smith. It's been a fabulous full-on festival day, the last day of the festival. We're going to do this in two parts tonight, two parts. The first part, we're going to talk about our day, and then we'll let you have a little break and read a couple of lines, and then we're going to talk about our festival highlights overall. So, Roberta, the final day of the festival, any fatigue, or did you just soldier right through there?
The day had a really soothing beginning with another Asian writer called Yi-Yun Lee, who lives in America but has very strong attachments to China, and she was writing, she was talking about her new book, The Vagrants. I found her presence equally as soothing as Alison Wong's, and also very interesting the comparisons that she made between America and China. I did feel that this book is going to be quite a serious read, but she did assure us that it's really a love story, and so although it is quite a political, serious book, it does have moments of lightness and love and humour in it. It was very well chaired, and the dynamic between the chair and Yi-Yun Lee was particularly good. After that one, I went off to the creativity workshop with a lovely presenter who put us through our paces with a number of really rapid creativity exercises. I thought they were tremendous fun, and although I'm not involved in any kind of creative writing project at the moment, I certainly will remember some of those exercises when that time comes. Thoroughly enjoyed that one. After that, I went off to Rick Jakoski. That was a really interesting chat between the chair and Rick on the stage, and it did reveal aspects of Rick Jakoski's book. I felt that having read the book, that it was really not possible to do justice to that book, possibly under any circumstances. It's an enormously entertaining book, so I do recommend it very highly. And then finally, we had a beautiful presentation by William Dalrymple, which did have slides for us to look at, and a really revealing period of time in Indian history. And it ended so beautifully with him reading a love poem right at the end of it. And that was actually the end of the festival, and it really couldn't have ended in a better way for me.
And exactly what a festival should be about. Exciting, entertaining, different, challenging, all of those things. Marion, how was your final festival day?
Well, I started off with a great fan session with Marty Friedlander, the photographer. Leonard Bell has just written a book about her, and it's copiously illustrated with some of her best photographs. She's an amazing woman, and to hear her talk, slides of Marty's work, and she talked about, you know, a who's who of New Zealand culture in the last 50 years that she'd photographed, many of them when they weren't famous. But just because she's attracted to artists, struggling artists, people on the margins. So she's an awesome woman. And we all clapped and cheered and whistled at the end. It was, you know, it was a real fan worship session. I went to the Michael King lecture, which was a much more serious occasion. And that was John Kerry delivering the lecture with Rick Jakoski as his introduction. It was, for me, because I'd been to the school session, interesting to compare the adult version to the student version. Of course, he didn't talk so much about Lord of the Flies, but he did talk some interesting detail about Golding's early life influences, parents, the scary things he did in his life. You know, a school teacher who incites his boys to violence as a psychological study until he got scared that they might kill each other. In the afternoon, I came back for Rick Jakoski, and I have read his first book, Tolkien's Gown, which is total entertainment, but I gather that his current one is a bibliomemoir, so it's a bit more serious, and there certainly were some serious things in it, but it made me interested enough to want to read it, so that was great. And William Dalrymple, with the great slides of Mughal India and photographs of some of the early British people that were involved in India. Amazing characters, you know, and he's such a dramatic performer. As Roberta said, the poem at the end was read with great dramatic force. So I felt I'd been at a total performance that kind of linked history and literature, and it was fabulous. A great way to go.
Wow, Two really great days there. Bronwyn, how was your day? You're looking very thoughtful and kind of considered. How was your day today?
Yes, I've been practicing that sort of thoughtful, considered pose. I started off my day by going to an excellent session, which no one else was brave enough to go to, called Religion, What Is It Good For? It was a really good session. Lots of people there and a huge amount of warmth and support in the room for all three of the speakers. All three of them identified themselves as various forms of atheist or agnostic, and I will blog about it so you'll get to read a wee bit more about that. But the thing that fascinated me and was very entertaining was that they were all united in complete disdain for Richard Dawkins, who of course was a big speaker of previous festivals, and they had some incredibly hilarious, very uncomplimentary things to say about his particular brand of, shall we say, religious fervour. John Freeman, Shrinking the World, was next. Again, another great session. Da-da-da, empty. By the time people had finished coming through the doors, it was like a rows of sardines. He was talking about the impact of email on the world. He's a big fan of what he's calling the slow communication movement. He actually mentioned libraries, completely without anyone having to ask him, as a place he values, and he said that when he goes there, generally it's difficult, if not impossible, to get onto the internet. Cannot imagine how that could be. And he really loves going to libraries because he feels like he can disconnect from technology. And he talked about having a wonderful period of silence day after day in the New York library where his brain was able to work in different ways. I thought that was really great, the fact that he could recognise that libraries and technology can work together but also work separately, and that maybe in some situations we can actually provide a place where people can actually kind of step out of that hurly-burly of the real world and get our brains working in different ways again. Some of those skills that he thinks we've lost because of that kind of instant gratification of the technological world. So yeah, I thought that was a really good session. And I too went to the Rick Kikoski NI. Great session. It has inspired me to read both of those books.
I had a real world day today. Picking up on what you said about John Freeman and how he talked about libraries and how important they were for both the non-technological and the technological, and having them working together. One of the sessions I went to today was Read Any Good Bites Lately, chaired by Mr. Paul Reynolds, and that had some fascinating examples of what actually is happening in publishing. There was an iPad and it had a real book, and it showed how you could use this book and use different languages with the same book and have it read out the words to you and all these sorts of things. And all of the people there were really actually excited about the possibilities that technology brings, and were excited that they could use it to complement other versions of media at the same time. So it was a really fascinating session, and they also said that librarians were the most important profession in the world, because as there's more and more information and it comes in different formats, the skills that librarians have are going to get more and more important. They talked about learning spaces losing all the computers that are in them and having beanbags and tablets, and the librarian being the point of contact for all the information requirements. A fascinating, interesting discussion. My other real world session was with a Christchurch author, Geoffrey Paparoa-Holman, The Best of Both Worlds, and he's done a biography of Eldson Best and his relationship with the Tuhoi people, and it was absolutely fascinating. Very topical at the same time as being very historical. It was a fabulous and interesting session today. I also had a fascinating chat with Bernadette Hall. Graciously gave us some of her time. We had a really interesting talk about poetry and what it's like for her as a writer to come to a festival and what the health of the South Island poetry scene was. So that'll be going on the blog soon as well. It remains for me to say thank you very much to the team for their exceptional hard work. They've been very challenged to do some of these interviews and some of these things away from home, but they've done them all, and I think if the traffic and the comments on the site are anything to go by, lots of people have enjoyed them. So I want to say thank you to the team. Thank you to the team at Christchurch City Libraries for A, sending us, but B, supporting us as we're here. And thank you especially to the festival, the Auckland Writers and Readers Festival team, and all the volunteers who really put immense effort and I don't know how to describe the effort they put in it. It's fabulous. It was a very smooth festival. Wonderful to be at. Big up. See you on the blog.